launch a new massive wave of drone attacks on Russia. Its defense ministry reported downing 35 Ukrainian drones overnight, including four in the Moscow region, as Associated Press correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
The strikes come ahead of the last day of voting in Russia, with Vladimir Putin's presidency expected to be extended for another 6 years. Moscow's mayor, Sergei Sobyanin, said a drone was downed near one of the capital's airports. No casualties or damage were reported. According to Russia's defense ministry, another two drones were shot over the Kaluga region just south of the Russian capital. A drone attack on the Yaroslavl region, located about 800 kilometers from the Ukrainian border, was some of the furthest launched by Ukraine so far. More drones were said to have been downed over the Belgorod, Kursk and Rostov regions that border Ukraine, and the southern Krasnodar region. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
The Biden campaign raised roughly $53 million in February, giving it $155 million in cash on hand as it seeks to build a major fundraising advantage over the Trump campaign for the general election. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has the details.
President Biden's campaign fundraising picked up last month, exceeding the in-hand total held by Donald Trump.
Restore the soul of this country. When I ran the first time, I meant it.
The president says enthusiasm for his campaign is picking up. Biden reported $155 million in cash on hand. Meanwhile, his opponent...
We will turn the page forever on the miserable nightmare of the Biden presidency.
Donald Trump hasn't released his February figures, but in January he had just $36 million cash on hand. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is VOA News. Widespread violence took over Haiti's capital on February 29th and has brought more fears.